Hello, everybody. This is Mariah Carey.
This is Nat King Cole.
This is Darlene Love.
This is Michael Bublé.
This is Leanne Rimes, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas Podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This used to be the day when the Sounds of Christmas station went to bed, coming back in October for the next season. But now, thanks to you, we're on all year long, though, as I mentioned, we do switch to Halloween music in October. And this podcast is also around all year long, though new episodes don't come out as often as they do in November and December. Anyway, as the official Christmas season winds down, I come across many who seem to echo the sentiment from this clip from Seinfeld.
The Christmas tree certainly seems to inspire a love-hate relationship. All that time is spent selecting it and decorating it, and then a week after, it's just thrown somewhere. You see it by the side of the road, looks like a mob hit. Car slows down, the door opens, and this tree just rolls out. Boom, boom, boom. People snap out of that Christmas spirit like it was a drunken stupor. They just wake up one morning and go, oh my God, there's a tree inside the house. Just throw it anywhere.
I think I saw a Christmas tree next to the dumpster in my neighborhood on Christmas night, with a second one discarded the next day for trash pickup. That used to really bother me. It seemed like so many of the same people who would say they wished it was like Christmas all year long were the same folks that threw away their trees within hours of their Christmas celebration. But one thing I have said often on this podcast is that we don't all celebrate Christmas the same way. We don't always agree on when you can put up lights, when you can listen to Christmas music, when you can wear your ugly Christmas sweaters, etc. I don't think there are any real parameters for any of that. If you need that bit of Christmas spirit, wear the sweater, listen to the music, turn on your lights. It's a little like agreeing on whether a particular movie or song is really a Christmas movie or song. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Personally, I think it is because it requires the plot to take place at Christmas. Nakatomi Tower needs to be vacant, or mostly vacant, and the only time that will happen is at Christmas. There's no other time of year it would work. So Christmas is a necessary part of that movie. But really, I think the only thing that matters is if you think it's a Christmas movie. Is it part of your annual celebration or observation of the season? Or is it absolutely not welcome in your home during the month of December? Or are you somewhere in between? I liken it to the Wham song, Last Christmas. That song doesn't really have anything to do with Christmas, even though it has the word Christmas in the title. But for the story in the song, it requires it to take place at that time of year. That's when the singer gave away his heart. Sure, that could have happened at some other time, but for the purposes of this song, it didn't. It happened at Christmas, and the singer is looking ahead to next Christmas. So the entire song centers around that time of year. Still, some loathe the song. There's the Whamageddon game where people try to avoid hearing it at all, with the object being to make it all the way to Christmas without hearing it. There's also another version of that game where people score points when they do hear it, with the object being to hear it as many times as possible. There are plenty of other examples of movies and songs, and probably lots of other things, that some consider Christmas-related and others don't. And while I have my own opinions, we don't all have to agree. For me, personally, there are some songs that I don't think are Christmas songs at all, and I don't play them on the Sounds of Christmas station. However, I don't try to keep you from listening to them elsewhere. Like Baby It's Cold Outside. Lyrically, that song has nothing to do with Christmas, and radio stations didn't play it at Christmas time until Elf came out and the song was featured there. Then it got a tiny bit of airplay. And then the big controversy about it broke, and some radio stations played it as kind of a protest against those that wanted it banned. I don't want it banned. But I'm also not playing it on the Sounds of Christmas. But if that song is a Christmas song to you, I'm not saying you're wrong or that you can't listen to it. You just won't hear it on my station. But there are plenty of other places you can hear it if you want to. If it's an important or otherwise integral part of your holiday, then enjoy it wherever you find it. But don't try to suggest I'm somehow trying to cancel Christmas by not playing it. We just don't all celebrate the same way. Kristen Davis and Matthew Broderick had an interesting exchange about something similar in the movie Deck the Halls.
What is your favorite Christmas memory?
Well, you know what it is. I was 7 years old. My dad and I moved to Alabama, and on Christmas morning, we woke up and sat on the kitchen floor, ate French fries, and drank chocolate milk.
Yeah, exactly!
Okay, I know that scene was really about over-planning for the holidays, but it also speaks to what I'm talking about. I doubt there are many who would say sitting on the kitchen floor, eating French fries, and drinking chocolate milk has anything to do with Christmas. But for some, that kind of thing could be a nice memory that becomes an annual Christmas tradition. Every year I see posts online about the war on Christmas, or that Christmas is being canceled, or something ridiculous like that. What the people who post that stuff really mean is that people are celebrating Christmas differently than they do. And that isn't anything new. It's been going on for a very long time. I'm not going to tell you how to celebrate, or what's right or wrong. I'll offer my opinions, of course, but that's all they are, my opinions. If you are dead set against Die Hard being a Christmas movie, that's fine. It's not a Christmas movie for you. What got me thinking about all of this again was a series of year-end lists I came across about the best Christmas songs. And there are a lot of these floating around, and probably even more as the next week or two go by and we get farther into January and farther from Christmas. I want to mention three. Two of them are connected to USA Today, and one was from Billboard. First, the first one from USA Today. This was from their section For the Win, and it was written by Mary Clark, though the editor's note at the beginning makes it sound like it was a group effort, claiming that we wrote the article in 2021 and then updated it for the past season. Mary Clark, by the way, also writes for Yahoo Entertainment, various Microsoft News entities, and also Medium, among others. And this list that she has written for the Win appears to be based solely on her opinion, not on sales, streams, airplay, or any other measurable metric. I'm not picking on her, or For the Win, or USA Today. Nor am I suggesting there's anything wrong with the list she came up with, but I think it's indicative of much of what I've been talking about. There's a link to her complete article in the show notes, but here's her list from an article entitled Best Christmas Music, the 10 Best Songs of All Time Ranked. Number 10, Christmas Wrapping by the You Waitresses. Number 9, What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder. Number 8, Kelly Clarkson's cover of the Vince Vance song All I Want for Christmas Is You. Number 7, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. Number 6, White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Number 5, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo 1224 by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Number 4, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Number 3, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. Number 2, Last Christmas by Wham. And number 1, Christmas Time Is Here by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Like any year-end list, it's certainly debatable. And since it's opinion, it really only carries weight because it was in USA Today, and whether that means it carries any weight may also be debatable. It's a solid list, and I do love all the songs she posted. Are these the best Christmas songs of all time? Doubtful. But are they the best Christmas songs for Mary Clark? Probably. Also in USA Today, published a few days before the list I just went over, national music writer Melissa Ruggieri came up with a list of 5 times as many. In her bio, it mentions that she has 20 years of experience writing music-related articles, and I guess that's what she uses to determine her list from her article, 50 Best Christmas Songs Definitively Ranked. Again, there's no mention of any kind of metric used here. And I'll put a link to her article in the show notes as well. And I'm not going to go through all 50 songs that she lists, but I will give you her top 10. Number 10, Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Number 9, Do You Hear What I Hear by Whitney Houston. Number 8, Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. Number 7, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. Number 6, Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love. Number 5, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Number 4, Tennessee Christmas by Amy Grant. Number 3, Last Christmas by Wham. Number 2, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And number 1, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland. Again, a solid list with some overlap with the previous list. Still, I do love all these songs, but are they the best Christmas songs? Again, doubtful. But are they the best Christmas songs definitively for Melissa? Probably. Are either of those top 10 lists your favorite? Probably not. And this from Billboard probably isn't either. Billboard posted a story recently about Bing Crosby's collection Ultimate Christmas, breaking the record for the biggest streaming week ever for a holiday album. The record it broke was its own from last year. The other Christmas album news that Billboard had in this article was that for the first time, 7 holiday albums were in the top 10 of their album chart, the Billboard 200. The other 6 were Michael Bublé's album Christmas, Nat King Cole's album The Christmas Song, the various artists' collection A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, the Vince Guaraldi Trio's soundtrack to A Charlie Brown Christmas, Mariah Carey's first Christmas album, Merry Christmas, and Frank Sinatra's collection, Ultimate Christmas. There's a bit of overlap with the two USA Today lists, but this list was based on streaming, not opinion. So does that make it any better than the other lists? Not really. At least, I don't think so. Even though it's based on a measurable metric, all that really means is that a lot of people listen to those 7 albums that particular week. It doesn't even mean that those 7 albums were anyone's favorite, or that any song on them was anyone's favorite. While there probably were some, it's not really possible to tell. And it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm sure it matters to those artists. Pretty cool that your album was in the top 10 of albums streamed on Billboard's chart. But for the rest of us who love Christmas and Christmas music, I don't think it means much. None of these lists of Christmas songs and Christmas albums make them any better than your favorite songs and albums. At least, they don't make them better for you. We all celebrate the season in our own way, and we listen to the Christmas music that, for the most part, gives us that spark of joy, that musical Christmas spirit. And whatever tops your list or is even on your list matters just as much to you as my list matters to me. I hope that you hear some of your favorites and discover new ones when you listen to the Sounds of Christmas Station. And even though today marks the official end of the Christmas season, for some, not all, I hope that anytime you need some musical Christmas spirit, you remember that we're on and ready for you. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas Station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, so you can click on that and find your favorite. Then click on that and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.